Jack Aranda FM. Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow 26, Johannesburg 24, Polokwane 27.
In the traffic, Galulis and Modderfontein interchange on the N3, especially northbound, very, very busy. In Jan, Bayanonki Philip Boodskap, R21 southbound, heading towards OR Tambo, just after the R25 Babsfontein exit. There's been a crash there. Car is overturned. All the lanes currently blocked.
Antoine Dupont questions the logic of South African teams in the Champions Cup, and the Blitzbox set their sights on the Perth Sevens.
The state has told the Joburg Magistrate Court that the fifth suspect in the hijacking case linked to the home of peace icon Nelson Mandela will not be added at this stage. Five people were arrested following the recovery of a stolen vehicle on Wednesday. They face charges of robbery under aggravating circumstances, kidnapping and assault, Masachaba Sefolo reports.
The relative of former President Nelson Mandela was seen leaving the Johannesburg Magistrate Court this afternoon. His absence in the dock was glaring as earlier reports of his arrest and alleged involvement in a hijacking piqued the public's interest. State prosecutor Tshepo Mzizi, however, explained that the fifth accused would not be added to the case for now as investigations continue. Moments after proceedings, a disheveled figure, recognizable as one of Mandela's grandsons, was accompanied by two other males before slipping into a silver Mercedes-Benz. Meanwhile, the four accused remain in custody until their next appearance. Masachaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News at the Johannesburg Magistrate Court.
Trade Union Solidarity says the National Health Insurance Scheme is unrealistic and an unsustainable financial burden on taxpayers, dismissing government promotions as empty political promises. They have filed a court case to stop the NHI and plan to keep fighting it this year. Solidarity's Tien Stupison warned the plan could cost up to 1.3 trillion rand and could lead to big tax increases.
We find it utterly ridiculous that the Department of Health is spending money on an advertising campaign to celebrate the so-called upcoming NHI system, while unemployed doctors in the Eastern Cape are protesting. And Solidarity will continue to do everything in our power to prevent national health insurance from becoming a reality.
The Border Management Authority has arrested several facilitators aiding illegal migration ahead of the financial travel surge as schools reopen. Commissioner Maxim Masiopato credits advanced technology for the arrests and notes challenges with the corridor management. He confirmed that the alleged facilitators will face criminal charges for promoting illegal migration.
The return leg, the biggest issue is illegal migration. This time around, with the assistance of the drones, we targeted the facilitators. Just in Bay Creek, we intercepted 27 facilitators. We don't deport them. We arrest them, open a criminal case for aiding and abetting, and get them through the legal process inside South Africa.
And rights groups and doctors welcomed a ruling by Kenya's High Court that declared it unconstitutional to treat suicide attempts as a crime. Suicide remains illegal in the East African country, with those who attempt it facing charges that could lead to a fine or up to 2 years in jail. The ruling still requires the Attorney General to initiate the process to formally repeal this section of the Penal Code. I'm Miel Pinar. Hoofdnuus die uur. Vier verdagtes betrek tot 'n gesteelde voertuig wat by oud-president Nelson Mandela se huis opgespoor is, verskyn in Landroshof.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you. 5, 6